Hello.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I have
Okay.
the head of the writing team with me. I believe you sent me a couple of things over the weekend. He hasn't reviewed that as of now.
Okay.
So you
Okay.
guys will be having an introductory session. Just give him a gist of the story and
Okay.
stuff for the outline. Furthermore, after the session, he's going to review all the information that you have sent him, and then we'll
Okay.
start working on the compilation of the outline deck. Okay?
Okay, and just so you know, I was looking over your about the book writing software. I switched everything to I'm now using my Google Docs.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
Yeah, that works
just
great.
FYI. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that, David. Stay on the line. Let me connect you with him.
Thank you.
All right.
Over, Sheldon.
Hello?
Hi, is this David speaking?
This is him, yes.
Hi, David. This is Sheldon Benjamin. How are you doing today?
Good. Are you the
I'm not going to be the ghostwriter. A work person working under me is going to be that. I will be overviewing this project. I am the head of the writing
Okay.
team.
Okay, perfect.
So, first, tell me about yourself.
I live in Houston, Texas. I will be 53 years old next week.
Okay.
What can I tell you? I've lived all over the place. I'm married, no kids. Is that what a dog and two cats? Is that the kind of information you're looking for?
Yeah, I just want to understand the person
Okay.
I'm working with in order to see how things are going to go. So, tell me about your book. What was the inspiration? How did you get to this point? What's up?
Well, I've lived a life that, through the years, people said, "Oh, you need to write a book. You need to write a book." And just last weekend, or the weekend before, I think it was last weekend, my wife, we were Jessica and I were talking, and I let her in on some of more of my stories, and she said, "You have to promise me to write a book." And so, I thought about it for a day or two, and I got in touch with your company. And I spoke to them for a while, and I said, "Okay, let's do it." And I wrote the first three chapters over this past weekend,
Okay.
and I sent them in. It kind of is a good way to start, but I can tell you my story if you'd like to hear. I'll tell you the express version.
Sure, hit me with it.
Okay, so I never lived a traditional life. In my 20s. Up till about I was 27 years old, I was on Grateful Dead tour. I went to a lot of shows. I had a business going on like that, and I just did those kind of things. Eventually, getting burnt out, I ended up in Las Vegas where I learned how to deal cards and coming in and like going on tour, coming back off tour, and going back and dealing cards and all that kind of stuff. This is the backdrop. And then eventually, I was in a band out of Florida, and we all lived together. We did some recording. We moved to California together, and there was too many drugs and all this kind of stuff involved, so I ended back to Las Vegas. Eventually, I had a job, an offer that I want to go down to Costa Rica and start an online sports book. Which is, they made a few movies, though. I think Vince Vaughn is in one, but that was me. I did that. And so I went down there, and I ended up living down there for a total of about 10 years. I lived down there for 7 years. I left, and then I came back. But, so it goes through all these different, outlining, opening a sports book and, finding girlfriends and being threatened. And at one point, I had a bodyguard, things like that. And then eventually I became a semi-pro poker player, or some people still call me a poker player. I was coached professionally and would fly all over to play in poker games and all the stuff that went along with that. Finally being back down in Costa Rica and my best friend dying in basically in front of me, which sent me into a tailspin, and then my girlfriend broke up with me and I made myself homeless. And then I was homeless for a while, and I met my wife and got married, and she's a flight attendant, and we fly all over the world first class now because as a spouse, I can fly underneath her like passes or whatever, which I had no idea about when I met her. So, you know, and then to moving forward, you know, all the threesomes that we had and the drug, you know, kind of drug-fueled parties, and for a while we were like a thruple or whatever my wife likes to call us. I basically had like a wife and a girlfriend and two wives, all that stuff. And then moving forward, just, you know, how that kind of came to an end. Mm-hmm. And after that, I, you know, diving into plant medicines like ayahuasca and iboga and bufo and just all these things and all these experiences, and the people that I've been around are some of the higher end people. And, you know, it's that kind of thing. So there's a lot of twists and turns all over. And it was funny because I just told you all these things I did in a very short time. I mean, if I have to compare it to a movie, but it kind of a different, but kind of is like Blow, you know, except he moved to California and he got into all these different types of things. You know, that was like kind of like how I did, but I found myself all living in different parts of the country and then eventually outside and all these different things and kind of doing business with some very high end people. Like I said, and I have stories behind that, hanging out with rock stars and just the craziest things. So, you know, I told my wife, well, who wants to know all that shit? She goes, oh, plenty of people. She says, I'm telling you, and she was reading the first three chapters, like, and I'm just getting going. And that's the gist of it all.
Okay. Because I'm reading
the gist.
Like, the fact that started.
The outline that I wrote the other day, if you're reading the outline, don't read that. That needs to be redone. I mean it. That was terrible. Now that I'm starting to write the first three chapters, which I have been uploading on the page.
Reading from chapter one. I'm reading the introduction from chapter one. For me, it's energetic. For me, it's energetic. You have an idea of what you want to write, but what we will be doing for you, we would be amplifying what you're writing, okay? Because writers with stuff like this will use this as a foundation to expand your book and see how you can get things done. So my important question to you would be how close you want to keep this. Like, do you want to add a nonfiction element, or do you want to keep this completely as a biography?
You know, it's funny because my wife told me to write a book and it's going to be an autobiography. It's not really. It kind of I start the book when I'm like 23 years old, mm-hmm. and I'm putting it up until modern day. But like I you know, I'm not a writer. I don't know about writing. I just how nonfiction, but also fiction.
Okay.
Because how does that work?
If we are going for an autobiography, all the elements that will be involved in the book will be coming from you. Okay? We'll do sessions. We'll take information from you piece by piece. We'll have call recordings. The team will hear the call recording, and they will extract information, and they'll put it on page. Otherwise, we'll have the second route, which is the current one you have provided, that you'll write down the chapter, which is the gist of the chapter, and we'll, you know, then expand it to see how much we can expand on that to get the maximum output without breaking the feeling of the book.
Well, I definitely want, like, you know, if you read my chapters that I put in there, they're not well written, but you get my point. I didn't do the spell check. I just kind of wrote it and went through.
All you have to do is provide information.
I want to keep it 100% true, but I want to also be able to make it sound like more body to it, like more like, oh my goodness, wow, you know, I could, like, I just spewed out like my story to you in 2 minutes, you know.
What you want to say is basically you want to have a book that's about you, but it gives the feeling of a party animal, right?
There was times like that. There's times like that, and but sometimes it's not always like that.
Yeah,
you know, but it's. You know, I've lived this full life, and I want to write out these stories, but I want you to take the stories and make them sound incredible.
That's just a bit, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's it, you know? I mean, that's the gist of it. I mean, I see, from my foresee is this, is that, and what I want to do with the book, I don't want to write this book and tell my friends, here's a book, and I hear, write the book. My idea and my story, I think, is worthy. And I would like to get to the point at the end of this book where it's like you're blown away by it,
mm-hmm.
and get into the right hands and see what they think, what somebody thinks about it. Example, I know a girl that wrote a book and they made a movie out of it. Bruce Willis was in it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even that good it's through my travels. This is like somebody that I knew who wrote a little bit about like the Costa Rica experience. She didn't start anything. It was kind of like a weird, but they made a movie out of it.
Trust me. Being in this industry for so long, you've been in the rock, or you like hung out with people from rock and everywhere, right? I'm pretty sure you understand the work that marketing holds, right?
Oh yeah.
That's all that. Even if you have
I know it is.
Being honest, you have a crappy product, you can, if you know how to get it into the market, you know how people are gonna react to it, even if it's not that great. Or cause a boom.
Right. Well, I might be interested in doing that further down the line, but it has to be like a masterpiece of my life, of this book, you know?
Yeah, of course. First get the book done.
So
you can talk to, you know, Lisa or whatever strategist you have. You can talk to them and see what's up. I'm just giving you my perspective on how that
works. No, absolutely. And if nothing happens from it, great, but I want to get it down on paper. And, you know, express my ideas of things. I mean, this has, like, my best friend dying in front of me, and it has, like, what I went through with that, and when I made myself homeless. I mean, there's all sorts of aspects, you know.
It's all the emotional drama, right?
Tons of stuff. I mean, there's definitely some party animal stuff going on.
Yeah,
100%.
I get that. I understood that from the gist of the story you gave me.
But it's not just that, just so we know.
Yeah, I understand. There's also,
yeah.
Of course, there's element of emotion as well. There has to be element of emotion.
Yes.
Because if you're writing life, there are a lot of lessons that you should have learned to get to this point, right? So
right.
Lessons. A good autobiography just doesn't show the story. It shows the lessons. If you are able to show the lessons. And one very important thing that I have to be very clear on you with, okay? The initial drafts might not be the best drafts, okay? For the first, at least, I would say 3 drafts, you have to keep an open mind, okay? If you have any problems, be absolutely clear on it. You see any problems, you share it with the team, okay? And you share it with Lisa, she'll, you know, get them to me, and I'll make sure they're catered to. But initial draft, it's all about understanding, okay? We're not magicians, we're just writers, okay? We can't get
that
understanding or feeling that you want starting from the get-go. That's not how it works. So the important thing that you have to keep in mind is that the initial few drafts might not be to your liking because we're trying to understand the feeling that you are giving off. Because it's not a biography, it's supposed to have the element of you in it, right? Sometimes it happens that we go a bit too serious with the book. Sometimes it happens that we are too, you know, we take a few things out of context because we don't understand it. Every person has their own way of understanding what's written. So for the few drafts, we'll understand, and then we'll start developing according to your perspective, and then you will know what's going on. So then you'll be able to be satisfied with what you're writing. But initially, I'm telling you, no guarantees on satisfaction, at least for the first 3 drafts. Okay.
Oh no, I understand. I know that this is a trial. I mean, there's no way that it would be. I get it.
Yeah. So aside from that, what questions do you have that you would like me to answer?
I mean, I you know, I don't know, but I wanna relate to this. I have a very open schedule,
mm-hmm.
and I can make time every day, any day that I need to. Most days, let's just say, to speak with somebody
mm-hmm.
or to be around, you know. I wrote a chapter last night. It took me about 45 minutes, and same the past nights before that. So I'm on chapter 3. I kind of have an idea where the next chapter is going, and then the next chapter after that, and so on and so forth.
Okay. Okay, with us, there's an entire process, okay? The process works, and it takes a bit of time. It's a slow process. However, it's a process that gets things done correctly. So we take around, 3 days to basically evaluate what we have written, and we write the entire draft out, okay? It might be short, it might be long, it's a dependent variable. We give around 5 to 6 working days for us to compile a draft, but usually it takes us just 4. Then it passes through a quality check, okay? There are proofreaders, there's quality check for understanding, And once the book, like the draft, whatever we're delivering, passes through all of that, then it gets delivered to Lisa, and then Lisa sends it over to you. Okay?
Okay. I do have a question, actually.
Sure.
When I decided to go with Gnome, the tier that I went with was like a published author. Can you tell me who that published author would be that's going to be working on my my book?
No, wait. You're saying that I don't have an idea of your package, being very honest.
Okay.
But it's...
I was just under the impression that I was part of the team, there was going to be a published author.
Actually, in our team, we do have a few published authors, but I'm not sure if we reveal names or not. Or even if
we're
revealing names, I'll have to check in on that.
No problem. I get you. It's just something I was wondering about.
Because, like, writers, we have, like, 44 writers, I think, in total.
Okay.
45, something like that. So a few of them write their own books as well, aside from this. So
okay.
It kind of depends on, because we have field. We have, like, 17 guys over here who have published books. So.
And here's another thing. I'm writing some of this stuff out, and I'm writing it in real people's names. I may want to change that to have them as aliases. No problem?
Of course, that's no problem.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, we'll
I don't know.
Okay, we'll write the entire book with the names that you want. Like, you can type it with the real people, and then when we're done with the book, you can just, okay, this person should be this person, or we can just decide randomly.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, just flip it over.
Oh, okay, so basically it'll be a copy for my eyes only, and I can make it, and then when we finish it up, you know, somebody's name, Steve, I say, hey, make him Scott or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just to replace a word, you know. Poof.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Anything else?
All right. No, I can't think of any questions that I have right now. I'm just going to, I guess, keep writing in the chapters the way I see fit.
Right.
And
the more information
you
provide, David, the better it is going to be for us, because the more information we have, the more we can expand on. Okay, if we ever have any questions, we'll relay them to Lisa, and she'll forward them to you. Otherwise, if you have any questions, if you ever want to talk to me, you can just talk to Lisa and schedule a call, and we'll have that. Okay.
Okay. If I need to get in touch with you, I contact Lisa.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. What was your name?
Sheldon.
Sheldon, okay. I think you're copied on the collaboration software, right?
The what software?
The collaboration where I'm uploading all these things.
Teamwork, yes.
Teamwork. That was called.
There,
yeah.
That was a situation where I can't get a handle on Lisa, and there's an emergency. Like, if I want to get some information then and there, then I'll contact you directly. Aside from that, being the general format, it's going to be Lisa being the bridge between us, okay?
That's fine.
Because otherwise, like, I have, like, this isn't the only project I overview since I...
No, of course.
Team. So if I start giving out my number, and then people just start going crazy.
I understand.
Crazy clients.
No, I'm sure. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But do you have any questions for me other than what the things I've answered, and have I answered them? Have I given you the information that you have that you requested?
Yeah, I have a good gist of idea of what we need to do. If there are any questions, what we will do is we'll make an entire list of questions for you to answer relative to this draft if we ever need information. Otherwise, if I want to talk to you directly, I'll tell Lisa to schedule a call, and then we'll have a conversation on it, okay?
Okay, so next step is I'm just going to keep writing, and then I will hear from you in a few days or something.
Yeah, starting next week, you should be hearing from us, okay?
Oh, starting next week. Okay, great. Well, I'll be having a bunch more chapters done by then.
Perfect. I look forward to reading them.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Sheldon.
No problem, David. Have a good day.
Thanks for the phone call, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.